You might have been too busy crying at the gas pump this past week to notice the dystopian event held at the White House. Actually, dystopian doesn't do it justice. Can we just call it creepy? First Lady Melania Trump held a two-day Fostering the Future Together Global Coalition Summit last week. It had a record 45 nations in attendance. But it wasn't the first ladies that captured the attention. It was Figure 3, a humanoid robot that walked in alongside First Lady Melania Trump. Not only was it in attendance, but it spoke at the roundtable.
Thank you, First Lady Melania Trump, for inviting me to the White House. It is an honor to be at Fostering the Future Together's Global Coalition inaugural meeting. I'm Figure 3, a humanoid built from the United States of America. I am grateful to be part of this historic movement to empower children with technology and education.
But this wasn't just some celebration of tech. This event was held to encourage the use of robots in your child's education. First Lady Melania Trump went into detail about how great this idea is.
Predictably, our children will develop deep critical thinking and independent reasoning abilities. The AI-powered Play-Doh will boost analytics skills and problem-solving and adapt in real time to a student's pace, prior knowledge, and even emotional state. The byproduct, a more well-rounded lifestyle for our children, freeing up time for being with friends, playing sports, and developing interests beyond school. A more complete person.
Not sure why an administration that misspells byproduct thinks that they should dictate education, but I digress. So just think about that for a minute. Figure 3 may be coming to a classroom near your child soon. Humans teaching kids is so last century. It's all about the humanoids now. But before we dive into the dangers of robots educating our kids, what exactly is this Figure 3 and where did it come from? Figure AI claims this most recent model, Figure 3, will be the company's first mass-producible humanoid. The goal is that the robot will eventually work on its own production line. So far, the startup employs 360 people. Figure AI secured a $1 billion investment last fall. The company is currently valued at $39 billion. According to CEO Brett Adcock, he came to this number by calculating the value of the labor in the general economy. And he has some big aspirations for humanoid robots, saying, quote, "In the next 10 years, maybe under 10 years, the biggest company in the world will be a humanoid robot company. Every home will have a humanoid. We think there will be billions in the workforce doing work every day. They'll be in healthcare, and then ultimately, over time, they'll be in space too, helping build colonies in space and on different planets." Figure 3 operates off an internal neural network called Helix and is capable of learning new tasks with small amounts of data. For example, Figure 3's tile-folding abilities have come from only 80 hours of video footage. But will these humanoids really be the Plato of the classroom? Will they provide a quality education that serves students' needs? So far, the evidence says no. The Brookings Institute issued a report this January. It outlined three major risks of AI in the classroom. First, AI poses risks that undermine children's foundational development and may actually prevent them from reaping its benefits. Second, AI can impede students' social and emotional development. Third, AI is already eroding the trust relationships between students and teachers on both sides. Head of the Brookings Institute Center for Universal Education and author of the report, Rebecca Winthrop, is adamant about the consequences of AI in the classroom. She says, quote, "The risks we found are things like shortcutting learning so that you have less cognitive development." She also notes a glaring reality that comes with the incoming AI age. She says, quote, "It is probably the first time in ed tech history where you have to pay more to have more accurate information." This means while it can provide content to millions of students who may otherwise not have it, AI can also exacerbate inequality. AI tools that are free are usually the least reliable and least accurate. Much like a child's education is now determined by their zip code, the next generation's education may be determined by who had the better, more expensive, humanoid AI teacher. We also know how dangerous it is to alter human contact for young children. That was part of the outrage at masks being mandated in schools. We learned that after the pandemic was over, that there was more than a 20% dip in young children's cognitive development. So are the individuals who are headlining this push for AI humanoid robots in classrooms experts in education or technology? Do they know something that we don't know? Absolutely not. First Lady Melania Trump is a former model. In fact, she cares so little about the very initiatives that she's touting that she only stayed at the working meeting for 7 minutes. First Lady Bridget Macron met her husband, French President Emmanuel Macron, while she was his high school teacher. First Lady Olena Zelenska, the wife of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, is a former screenwriter. And let's not forget First Lady Sarah Netanyahu, wife of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. She's an expert child psychologist at the Jerusalem Municipality Psychological Service. Surely she'd be aware of the dangers about AI robots teaching kids, right? Well, this whole spectacle has nothing to do with education, nothing to do with experts, nothing about giving children the best. It all has to do with money. Figure AI has several notable investors, including NVIDIA, Jeff Bezos, OpenAI, Microsoft, and Salesforce. What do all these have in common? That's right. They all donated to President Trump. NVIDIA donated to Trump's new ballroom. Jeff Bezos donated $1 million to Trump's inaugural fund. Microsoft donated $1 million to Trump's inaugural fund as well. OpenAI co-founder and president Greg Brockman donated $25 million to Trump's super PAC, MAGA Inc. OpenAI co-founder and CEO Sam Altman donated $1 million to support Trump's inaugural fund. Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff is one billionaire who didn't donate to the inaugural fund. But he donated in another huge way. He also owns Time Magazine, and that publication named President Donald Trump Person of the Year. And we all know that worship is almost as good as money to President Trump. But instead of telling you about all the money and back scratching that's going on, it's much easier to just say it's for the kids. Now maybe you're thinking, hey, don't we have a Department of Education? Shouldn't they be addressing this and not a bunch of wives? We do, but the current Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, has been charged with dismantling that agency. Besides, she wouldn't add much to the conversation anyways. Her great experience is being married to Vince McMahon, yes, from the WWE. They ran the wrestling company together. That's her experience, staged wrestling. She even incorrectly claimed on a vetting questionnaire when she went for the Connecticut Board of Education spot that she had a degree in teaching. She didn't. It was in French. So how did she get her job? If you're paying attention, it all comes back to money. She donated $6 million to Trump's 2016 presidential bid. Then she went and raised more than $80 million for his 2024 re-election campaign. $4.5 million of that was a personal donation. Then in 2024, she personally donated another $10 million to Trump's campaign. We've watched the dumbing down of American education unfold for decades. To repeat those statistics would be as jarring as it would be obvious. But dumbing down Americans might not just be a byproduct of billionaires getting a return on their political favors. It might be the entire point. If you need soldiers for frivolous forever wars, you need future generations of humans who do as they're told on command, just like robots. Perhaps Jacques Fresco summed it up best when he said, quote, "Lack of education turns soldiers into killing machines." Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.